Om Shanti. 16th November 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you merge yourself in the ocean of love. May you merge yourself in the ocean of love and remove the dirt of any consciousness of I and become a pure soul. May you merge yourself in the ocean of love and remove the consciousness of the dirt of any consciousness of I and become a pure soul. Those who remain constantly merged in the ocean of love have no consciousness of anything of the world. Because of being merged in love, they easily go beyond all situations. It is said of devotees that they were lost in love. They were lost in God, but children are constantly drowned in love. They have no awareness of the body, and all the consciousness of mind finishes. All the many types of mind makes you dirty, but when just the one Father is mine, the dirt is removed and the soul becomes pure. So Baba is saying, you are those who remain merged in the ocean of love. You have no consciousness of anything of the world. You go beyond all situations. Devotees are lost in love, you are drowned in love. And you have no awareness of the world. And all the consciousness of mind finishes. All the mind that makes you dirty finishes. And the soul becomes pure. In yesterday's Murli, which was the recorded Murli of 15th November 2009, Baba said, the worldly souls live in the state of chinta, worry, while you live in the stage of Prabhu Chintan, thoughts of God. They live in the stage of worry, the worldly people, and you in the stage of Prabhu Chintan, God's thoughts, thoughts of God. So here also, Baba is giving us a self-checking point. How much I, the soul, am drowned in the ocean of love. The more we get drowned in this ocean of love, outward consciousness, outward awareness, outward situations, they do not affect us anymore. In yesterday's Murli, again Baba said at one point of time, all the tufan, all the storms, they will turn into gifts, tofa. So when the soul is drowned in this ocean of love, the soul can pass, go beyond all the situations quite easily. So to remain drowned in this ocean of love, to remain lost in this ocean of love, to remain in the thoughts of God is what Baba wants. And when this is done, one more thing happens, and that is this consciousness of mind finishes. Baba said Prabhu Chintan means thoughts of God, means he is the doer, Karan Karavanhar, while I am just an instrument and I am humble, Nimitta and Nirman. when this consciousness stays with me, that I am just an instrument and I am being channelized by Him, that time these thoughts are known as Prabhu-Chintan thoughts. So all the different types of mind, these all mind make me dirty. And Baba wants us to become pure. So just have this one consciousness, that only one is mine. When one is mine, automatically the dirt is removed and the soul becomes pure. So Baba often tells us different points of self-checking. In yesterday's Murli, there were three English words. One was underline. Second was check. And third was change. These three words in the single sentence. Underline, check, and then change. But checking needs lot of honesty. Not everyone can do checking. Checking needs intense honesty. Checking needs lot of soul searching, self-analysis. Checking needs lot of detachment. Checking needs humility. Because the ego which is sitting there doesn't allow you to check and doesn't allow you to say that you are wrong. To accept one's mistakes and to say that I have really gone amiss is a great thing. So checking is a very intense process, and even intenser than that is changing. By checking, you would get to know that this point something is wrong, some weakness is here. But now changing is a big process. How to change that? But it depends. The greater the checking, the more will be the realization. The intense would be the realization, the intense would be the change. Transformation often is preceded by realization. And realization is preceded by checking. So Baba told us to do intense checking and then realize and then transform and then change. So underline few things, check things and then change them. This knowledge is a mirror Baba has given us. To look into this knowledge and check yourself. Srimat is the mirror. Look into this mirror and check yourself. Our deity form is the mirror. Check into it and see into it and check yourself. Our complete and perfect form is a mirror. Check into it, see into it and check yourself. Life of Brahma is a mirror. Check in, see into it and check yourself. Our own actions are mirror. See into them and check yourself. So Baba has given us innumerable mirrors to check, to change. Because the goal is perfection, and so long as we do not achieve that level of perfection, the checking should go on and on and on and on and on. It's internal process. Probably from the outside, nothing is visible. And this checking, as I said, it needs intense honesty. and even the desire for the reward of honesty should not be there. Honesty itself is a reward. Just as a man was there, he went to bank and he had to withdraw around 1,40,000 rupees from the bank. And the cashier by mistake gave him 1,60,000. But the customer, he knew it is 20,000 more. But he showed as if he trusts the cashier and he is not interested in counting. But he knows, because he saw from the distance, that it is 20,000 more. But he showed as if he trusts the cashier and he didn't count and he left. So now the real upheaval started. While he was going, this customer who took 20,000 more, he started thinking, should I go and return? But then he said, but it is not my mistake. Why should I return? When somebody takes more money from me, does he come to return me? Then why I should go and return this man, this bank person? So he continues. He walks, he goes ahead. But then few other thoughts come in his mind. And lot of disturbance. As if two opposing forces are created within him. One mind says, go and return the money. Another mind says, no. Why I should return? So whilst all this was going on, his heart becomes restless. So he takes out that money and keeps in the pocket the extra 20,000. And he thinks, if I had given such money by mistake to somebody, how much restless I will become. So is it not my duty to go back and return the money? But then again somebody says within him, no, don't return. Because there is no, this my mistake is not there in this transaction. So after a lot of this disturbances and uproar in the mind, ultimately he goes back and returns that extra 20,000 to the cashier. And the cashier is so happy and he was so disturbed because 20,000 were lost and he didn't know where they had gone. And he says, take this 1,000 from my side and give sweets to your children. But this man, customer says, no, you take 10,000 from my side and give sweets to your children. He says, why? It's you who had given, return me back the money. But he says, because of you, because of this event, I got to do self-analysis. I used to brag myself of honesty. I used to say that I have no avarice, no attitude of attraction for money. But this event showed me, told me that even somewhere in some nook or corner of my heart, I was intensely desiring money. But it's because of you that I got this opportunity to do self-analysis. And that's why you take the money. And he gives him extra 1,000 rupees. So this story depicts the importance of self-checking. So again, the three words, underline, check and change. Baba told about 10 different checking points. Around 10. The first checking is one kingdom. One kingdom. Check whether there are two kingdoms or one kingdom. Does the kingdom of Maya interferes? Or you have was one single kingdom. It is also the kingdom of the mind. It is also the kingdom of effort. So is it one kingdom or two kingdom? It is dual or non-dual? It is dvait or advait? What sort of kingdom you are having within your mind? Is it one or is it split? Is it one Baba or it is Baba plus Maya together? What is it? So the first checking point, or even before that, make it second. The first checking point is whether your Purusharth is Yatharth or not. Whether your Purusharth is Yatharth means appropriate, correct, accurate or not. That is the first checking point. This is such a beautiful point to understand. Whatever I am doing, is it correct? What is the barometer to check that? So that is the first checking point, Baba said. You have to check whether the Purusharth, whether the effort, whether the whatever you are doing as regards perfection, is it accurate or not? And here, the checking point, the barometer would be Srimat, the barometer would be Brahma's life, the barometer would be your picture of perfection, the barometer would be your perfect ultimate deity form or your actions. So that is the first checking point about effort. The second checking point is about kingdom, whether it is one kingdom or two kingdoms together. The third checking point is religion. Which is our religion? Purity. Is it the religion of purity you are enjoying, or the religion of impurity intervenes? So that is the third checking point. And most important one is this, purity. 100% purity and zero impurity. Complete spiritual detoxification, where not a trace or iota of impurity remains. The mind is totally purified, and the process of purification goes on and on every day, every moment, all the time. Baba said, long-standing efforts will lead to long-standing sovereignty. It is not that one or two days, it's not the game or play of one day or two day, or 1 year or 2 days. Long-standing purity, long-standing undivided purity, long-standing unbroken celibacy, long-standing unfractured brahmacharya will lead to long-standing sovereignty or long-standing kingdom. So that is the third point. The first is efforts. Check whether they are accurate or not. Second, check the kingdom. How is the kingdom? Is it one kingdom or two kingdom? Dvait or advait? The third is, what is the religion? And the fourth is, what is the law and order? Law and order. And here Baba mentioned about obstacles. Is it nirvigna? Is it obstacle free? How is the kingdom? Whether the internal kingdom is in perfect poise, equipoise, perfect balance, perfect discipline, or total anarchy and chaos is going on. What sort of kingdom we are having? So, check law and order. So these are the four very important checking points. Fifth, peace and happiness. Do you have peace and happiness permanently, kayam, or again this peace and happiness gets punctured in between? So checking of peace and happiness. The next checking point is salvation and praise. Salvation and praise. Actually the word salvation means freedom or liberty. But Baba uses the word salvation as regards facilities or what you get. All the facilities that you get in the yajna. There is also a story, because the Salvation Army was formed during the First or Second World War, I think, where that army used to collect clothes, and if you have extra clothes, give us. If you have extra things, give us, so that we provide to the poor. That was the function of the army. So Baba uses that in that sense. Salvation or praise, does that affects you? So check that. That is the sixth checking point. Does this salvation and praise affect you? The stage of the mind should not depend on external paraphernalia, external things. If we are getting things, we are happy. If you don't get things, we are unhappy. Our happiness doesn't depend on things. That's why things cannot affect our happiness. Things are there now, they will disappear tomorrow. Nothing is permanent here. So, this is a checking point. Check. The seventh checking point is Akhanda, unbroken kingdom, Sampurna Sampanna, perfect kingdom. Check if there is any weakness, any kami, any flaws, any defects, any imperfections in this kingdom. The second point was of kingdom, which is one kingdom. Ek Rajya. This is about Akhanda Rajya, where there is no imperfection, no weakness, no flaws, no deficiency in that kingdom. So, this is the seventh checking point. The eighth checking point is about Tufan and Tofa. If the storm comes, do you accept it as gift? And Baba has used a beautiful word, Anubhav ki Sidi. Anubhav is a step. The Maya is giving you an Anubhav. She is bringing you this obstacle so that you learn, so that you become experienced, so that you realize, so that you understand more. And this becomes a stepping stone to success. So this is a Anubhav. Tufan is what? Anubhav. Tufan is experience. Step of experience. So have that. Eighth. But to accept it as gift is an ultimate pinnacle of positivity. Because when obstacle comes, we find 100 flaws, defects, or negative thoughts start. A string of negative thoughts, a battery of negative thinking is activated automatically. So Baba is saying, when the Tufan comes, when the storm comes, when the tempest, Shiva's hurricane comes, accept it as gift. The next is time. 1 second is equivalent to 1 hour. And time is very important. Do not waste the time. Baba has said so many times that the time is very delicate. Do not waste the time. So 1 hour is tantamount to 1 hour. Two things he said, not just time and thought. Samay Sankalp. Even the Sankalp, Shubha Sankalp is so important. So keep on checking both of these things. Time and thought. Sankalp and Samay. So the ninth checking point is Sankalp and thought and time. Identify time wasters and identify energy drainers. There are some time wasters sitting and there are some energy drainers. As I said the other day, all the social media, do not go to them without purpose. All the video streamings, all the video surfing, Google surfing should be with purpose. You have a purpose, then only enter. And once you finish, come out. Otherwise, that is like a black hole. YouTube is a black hole. It sucks. And person is drowned without a trace on the surface. So do not go to them without a purpose. Purposeless surfing or purposeless streaming or purposeless browsing is to put one's foot in the funeral. So the ninth churning point is this. The tenth, the last churning, checking point is treasures. Baba focused on two treasures. The first treasure is power. The second treasure is happiness. In the power, Baba said, you are the master of all the treasures. So whenever you call up, you call one treasure, the same treasure should come. It's not that you call the power to accommodate and the power to face comes. You will end up in trouble. For example, if somebody is having some problem with some brother or sister and he uses the power to face rather than power to tolerate, he will end up in trouble. So you are the master of treasures. Khazano ke Malik. So you the same, the master, all the treasures should be at beck and call of the master. The treasures should not overrule you. You should rule the treasures. And the last and the second treasure, Baba said, is happiness. Happiness is khurak. Happiness is nourishment. Happiness is also a treasure. So keep on serving. The first timers, while talking with first timers, Baba said, keep on serving. Through mind, through speech, through your behavior of happiness. So these are the 10 different checking points from yesterday's Murli. The first is check whether the Purushartha I am doing is accurate or not. The Amritvela which I am doing, is it okay? Baba said those who do Amritvela accurately, Baba gives them power at Amritvela. And they become they claim the heart throne of Bab Dada. Baba gives them power as blessing. Baba distributes power. What he does? Distributes. Free of cost. And they become intense effort maker. And these are the only children who pay maximum attention to Amritvela. They become intense effort maker and they sit on Bab Dada's throne, heart throne. So the first checking point is Purushartha. The second checking point is one kingdom. Inside something, outside something, some amount of spiritual schizophrenia going on within. Showing something and doing something. The third is check your religion. Fourth is check law and order. If everything is going on well or there is utter anarchy within, utter chaos. The next checking point is peace and happiness. The next checking point is salvation and praise, do they affect me? Next checking point is unbroken kingdom. The next is undivided kingdom. The next is all the three T's. Tufan, time and treasures. So, convert storm into gifts. Utilize time. It is of paramount importance. Our time should not be wasted in anything other than Gyan, Yoga and Seva. If it is ghost, we are wasting it in social media and we are wasting it in gossips and we are wasting it in food and other roaming around, that's utter wastage. That Baba doesn't want. And the last turning checking point is treasures, two treasures, happiness and time. And powers, happiness and powers. So these are the three English words Baba spoke. Underline, check and change. Again, three more words are there. Abhyas, practice, Purushartha, effort and Tayari, preparation. If you have long standing here, the same would be the result there. Long standing Purushartha here, long-standing pralapt there. Om Shanti.